still says a minute on there. What's this? Just rambling?
Yeah, the kids can't stop applauding, you know?
That was actually so cool. If I saw that in 1983, I'd crap my pants. Jerry Nolan Band at Great Gildersleeves, October 7th, 1983.
I got to tell you, I'm listening to it now, and I still can't believe I got to play with such a good drummer at one point in my life. It's, you know, that was just the right place at the right time.
That was really fun. And you were you were sounding a lot like Thunders there, which isn't, you know what I mean? That's a nod that was awesome, you know?
You know,
it sounded like an awesome Johnny Thunders song.
After Johnny passed away.
And he wrote that one, right? He wrote that and
he wrote
and gave it to you. So it should sound like Johnny, yeah.
I'll tell you quickly, after Johnny passed away, maybe about a year or so after he was gone, Jan and I come home, we'd been away all day, and there's a message from one of her kids, and the, you know, message is, call Johnny Thunder's sister. And
right.
It's like, that, you know, that kind of blows your mind. I'd never met the woman or spoke to her before, and I called her up, and she was calling because she was going through some of Johnny's things. She had to give it some time, you know, some time had gone by, and she had all his things up in one of her bedrooms, and she found the Are You Living single, and she was wondering if that was Johnny singing on it, which was very flattering, and I said, no, it's not, and I told her the story about how her brother gave
I would have had to ask. I would have thought that was him if you just threw that at me. I'd go, oh, that's a Johnny Thunders song I never heard. Yeah.
It was very flattering from his own sister, and I have to say, too, it was the only time I ever had the opportunity to speak to her, but she was surprisingly a very gracious and a warm woman.
Where was that? How did you meet his sister?
I think she tracked us down by calling the studio where it was recorded, and the studio called me at my last known
address. She wanted to know if it was like some found thing of his.
I think she thought it was maybe us backing Johnny.
Yeah.
So that was very flattering coming from Marianne, was her name.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you want to play anything else today?
I think you wanted. We were talking about maybe some of the clubs that
right
in the area.
All right. Thank you for reminding. My memory is so bad. I was hanging up some stuff that you gave me. And it's like when I first saw them, I'm like, oh yeah, cool. Posters from the old days, New York City. No, these are from Boston. And there's like, you know, like 20 clubs that, like, you know,
used to be there, not there anymore.
Can you imagine if there were 20 clubs playing bands every night, you know?
They used to be.
Yeah.
20 to 30.
I saw the Rad on there, and I'm like, oh, okay, here's Boston. But, yeah. Cantones, Club New York.
Jumbos, Jackson Cambridge, Bun Raddies, the list goes on and on and on.
The
Jaspers in Somerville.
Jaspers in Somerville, yep. Yeah.
There might be 20 clubs up there.
Story, you know, some of them came and went for, quickly, like Storyville.
Club New York? What's that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's where Night Stage was.
I'm
not sure.
What was that place in the Fenway? Their Jumpin' Jack Flash?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I have a Ramon shirt that has a place. It just says The Club.
Yeah, The Club.
That became Night Stage.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Crazy stuff. Oh.
Yeah, I don't think you could do it now because there's not as many venues, but, you know, over the course of a couple of years, I'm not sure how many times we backed Johnny in Boston at Storyville and at Jonathan Swift's a couple times in Cambridge and Inman Square. Jaspers, we were talking about, Jumbos, all these...
Early 80s?
Yeah, and I'm probably forgetting a couple, too.
Yeah. If I only knew, I would have found a way up here when I was 12 and 13.
Well, you know, this is, you know, attributed to a couple of things. One, at one point, the drinking age legally was 18.
Oh, yeah, they didn't even let people, 12 and 13-year-olds in, huh?
No, but you could have snuck in.
No, but when you're 18, then if you're 16 or 17,
I was six, too. I mean, I used to get into the grog shop down Situate Harbor.
You know, nobody enforced the drunk driving laws.
And
enforced any laws. It was just great.
The ID process was, if you had a picture of yourself and you got some, you know, clear, you know, plastic sticky stuff to put over it, that was accepted as an ID.
That's right.
You know, there was, you know, there were no chips, no magnetic strips.
No facial recognition technology.
No, nothing.
So I actually have to start getting a CD ready. We supposedly have Downtown Phantom calling in. Tommy Price, Johnny Rayo. These guys have played with David Johansen, Sylvain Sylvain. I know one of them was a Blackheart from Joan Jett. They'll tell us all about it.
Sure.
And, yeah, they're supposed to call in at 3:15.
I've seen Johnny Rayo play a few times with the David Johansen band. It was just one.
Do you know these guys personally, Simon?
I don't know them personally, but I did have the opportunity and pleasure to record a song together with Johnny Rayo on a mutual acquaintance's album. We've recorded a Greg Allen song together.
Right.
And I got to spend a couple days with him, and I got to say he was one of the nicest, most down-to-earth guys I've ever met, and also what you would call a guitar player's guitar player, just
right.
You know, a natural, very fluid
player. So you played on a Greg Allen song with Johnny Rayo.
Yeah, it was a Greg Allen song from a CD he had a few years ago called, I forget what the CD's called, the song I remember was called Trouble on the Way, and Johnny played the lead guitar and I threw on some harmonica.
I'm just seeing if we might have it in here. Trouble on the Way? That's not coming up. That's what it would be, Trouble on the Way. Yeah. I'll have to ask Greg for it. He comes on from time to time.
Yeah, or ask Johnny about it. I think the two of them, Johnny and Greg, were tight for a while.
Right.
Maybe did some playing together.
Very cool. Well, thank you much for coming on. I mean, I want you to hang out. These guys, if they're smart, they try a test call very soon. I think I did email them at one point and said, you know, call at 10 past and then we'll talk to you at 3:15. So we'll see if that happens. I'd like you to hang out for
I'm hanging, man. And I just wanted to, I always like to take a second to just, I think what...
Hopefully they call in. I haven't talked to them in a week. So.
I think what college stations like WMFO do is so important and so cool. You know, just playing things out of the blue, how you support local music.
Thank
local
you very
musicians,
much, Simon.
Opportunities like this.
Yes.
And you're just thanks very much for having me, and happy birthday again to Jimmy. Happy
Thank
birthday
you.
Again to Mark Boland.
Oh, yeah.
And anybody else out right. there who might be having a birthday. I know you guys got a big gig tonight, so
yes.
Have a good time doing
well,
that.
Well, it's our pleasure. And, yeah, if you want to hang around, it's great. You know,
yeah.
You can just be part of the gang here. And here's a song that... I saw Joe Mazzari do with his 61 Ghosts. It's MC5 song, but here's Johnny Thunders and Wayne Kramer as Gang War doing it. A little Ramblin' Rose for you here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Let's have a big round of applause for Gang War! Yeah.
one more. Thank God. You kids have been, you kids have been as disgusting as the last kids we played for. Why don't you, oh, why don't you kids, why don't all you kids see my psychiatrist? Because I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. But now I'm back. You, I can really check it out.
Okay, Tommy Price just called and I hung up on him. Call right back, Tommy. Call Johnny Rayo and Tommy Price. You can call right now, 855-915-9636. Thank you. WMFO in Medford, and I believe I have Tommy Price from Downtown Phantom on the phone, don't I? Hello?
Oh, yes, you do.
What's up, Tommy? How are you doing, man?
Good. How are you, man? How's Boston treating you?
Boston's fine, you know. New York City might be funner sometimes, but yeah. There's Tommy Price. What's your band? It's Downtown Phantom. Who else is in it?
Well, there's Johnny Rayo and Joey Vasta. Joey does a lot of records with me in New York City.
You broke up a little bit, though. I'm sorry. There's Johnny Rayo, who I think we have on the phone. We're going to introduce him in a second, but...
Yeah, is he there?
Johnny, are you there?
Yep.
We got Johnny on the phone, too.
Okay, good. And the bass player that played on the record, his name is Joey Vasta.
Okay.
He's a local dude from Staten Island, along with Johnny and I. And he's a bass player that does a lot of records with me and Johnny. He did the last Joan Jett record with me. And he's done a lot of stuff over the years with me.
Yeah, so, I know a lot of our listeners are probably like, oh, Brian's on with just a couple of, like, you know, local guys like he usually is. No, but you guys are New Yorkers, and you played, like, with some amazing people like Joan Jett. So, like, one of you is officially a Blackheart, aren't you?
Yes, me.
Tommy Price is a Blackheart. That's like, that blows my mind. And who else have you guys worked with? Go ahead and name them.
Well, I worked with, I did most of the Billy Idol records, Rebel Yell, White Wedding, with Scandal.
What were you playing with
Warrior.
Those?
What's that?
What were you playing on those albums?
What instrument?
Yeah, what?
I was playing drum. I'm a drummer.
Yeah, the drummer. I'm sorry, Tommy. Yeah. You know, I'm just getting to know you guys. You know.
Yeah, he sings on our record and plays drums. So yeah, we had to clear that up.
Yeah, yeah. Who's singing on you for Downtown Phantom?
Tommy.
Me.
Tommy. That's cool. Yeah. Very cool. And
have you heard the record?
Of course I have. I actually like the first track the best. And
that's my favorite too. Hopefully you can play that one. Yeah. Some Strange.
I want to end with it because it's my favorite actually. So what's your second favorite song?
Well, a lot of people like Toxic.
What
songs have you heard?
I heard the whole album. I'm not kidding you. I heard it like three times in a row on CD in my car.
They're all my favorite songs. The songs are my favorite second song.
You like
kind of neck and neck a lot of the other ones.
Okay. What is the name of the second song?
Toxic.
Right.
Toxic. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. The thing is, I had all your information written down, and it's not on here. But so we'll play. You want to play number two for them, Toxic, and we'll talk a little more and come back and play our favorite, right?
Sure.
All right.
Sure. Why not?
It's Downtown Phantom. These guys are like a super group from New York. I really appreciate you guys coming. I'm sorry I didn't know what instrument you played. I knew it one time.
We
actually have a friend of Simon Ritt. You know these guys, don't you?
I don't.
I know Tommy knows him. I know him though.
Yeah, I got to play with Johnny. I was telling you earlier. Hey, Johnny, how you doing? It's been a long time.
Hi, Simon.
Hey, Johnny and I played together on a Greg Allen cut. I was telling you.
Johnny,
earlier.
You play guitar on these, right?
Yeah, the Brown record on Greg Allen, my boy.
Yeah. We love Greg. He's been on the show a bunch of times.
I know, and he's hysterical.
We have to say thank you to Greg Allen. He actually hooked me up with you guys.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Well, why don't we play Toxic, all right? Show the people what you guys are about.
There you go.
All right. It's Downtown Phantom. We'll talk right after this, okay, guys?
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Tell me not to, and I'll make it all go away. Her name's Nancy, she's pretty fancy. She's got slits for eyes, what can I say? Oh,
Fantastic stuff, guys. Downtown Phantom there with Toxic.
Greg Allen.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here. I just got a text from Greg, so that's what...
Awesome. What's Greg saying? What's Greg up to?
Oh, I got a thumbs up for him. Your record sounds great. Listening. Oh, he's saying the record sounds great on the radio. He's been listening to it.
Awesome. Hi, Greg. We'll play Greg Allen a little bit. In a little bit. I saw them last week at the Rap Beach Party. Greg Allen's Fringe Religion. Awesome band. And
yeah, I seen him in Jersey. It was great.
Right now, we got Downtown Phantom, Tommy Price and Johnny Rayo, drummer and guitarist. And Tommy, you're singing them all?
Yeah. I'm singing all the whole record. Yeah.
Well, you guys have been with a lot of people over the years. And always friends, like New York guys, always hanging out, or what?
I met Tommy
yeah,
when
New
I was
is,
13.
Yeah, so like forever. When did you get together with Downtown Phantom, though? When did you put this together?
It's been a couple of years. This thing is a labor of love that Johnny and I put together. It's been in the works for quite a few years. Because we did everything on our own. We financed it. Down the studio.
It's not easy, yeah.
So, not easy. It's not an easy thing to do when you're doing it all yourself.
Right.
And so, whenever I was off the road, whenever Johnny was free from doing gigs on his end, we would write songs. We would do recording transfers. You know, I'd do stuff in my bedroom. Johnny would do it in his bedroom. So we would put stuff down and then send it back and forth to each other till we had some good songs, and then we went to the studio and then and started recording it. So
we had to work around Tommy's schedule.
Mm-hmm. Well, what you have here sounds fantastic to me. What do you plan on doing? You guys touring, playing around town, or what?
We released a record first. Most likely during the holidays, we're going to do that first, right off time.
What do you got going on? I know we have New Yorkers listening.
Well, good.
Yeah, it's streams. Like, what do you have coming up for gigs?
far as gigs, we don't have anything planned yet because. The record's not even out yet.
All right, okay. So I'm holding a pre-release here.
Absolutely.
All right.
Exclusive. It will be done. It will be finished within the next. We're just waiting for it to be packaged, all the artwork to be done, and all the credits, all that
stuff. So it's still in its infancy, and we're playing that's big exclusive. Yes. It's a big exclusive right here. I love the stuff. We'll have it on regular rotation now that I got it, guys.
That'd be fantastic.
No problem. No problem. Yeah. It's our stuff. You're right down our alley.
Good.
Yep. Oh, we love it, man.
Awesome.
So, thank you very much for calling on. Anything else you guys want to plug, get out there, you got me?
Right now, I mean, we don't have an official website yet.
Yeah, what do you
have? We do have a Reverb Nation site that we have little clips of each of the songs if you want to get a taste and, kind of get an idea. And we have a lot of the blogs, radio show blogs that we've been doing. Tommy did a couple. He did one with Cheetah Chrome last week. You did one with Clem. When is that, Tommy?
Clem Burke.
Right,
did that
from Blondie.
Night.
Yeah. Cool.
So, the website's reverbnation.com/... Downtown's Phantom, if you could. It's a lot.
Yeah, hey, but, why don't you guys call in when it's like actually released and everyone can get it too, That would be great.
Oh, good. We appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely. I'm saying keep in touch and, we'll let the folks know what, right now they can't really get it, right?
They can't buy it. You guys will get all the stations will be getting a promo kit within the next month.
Nice.
So, that's being put together as we speak. So, you guys will have that soon.
I can't wait for that. I can't wait to hear a lot more from you guys. You plan on doing this for a while?
I hope so. We got a little hiatus from Joan, so which is why we were able to finish it.
Right.
That was one of the reasons we couldn't, because every time, you know, we wanted to do something, Tom said, "I can't. I got to leave. I got to go somewhere."
Busy. But
he's a busy boy, but he's got the time.
Keeps the lights on, man.
Thank you, Tom.
Well, I can't wait to see like the finished product, and you got, you know, definitely get that to us, and we'll have you call back at that point. I want to play the first song on this album. I know that's what got me the most, and you know what made me listen to it three times over, because every time the first song came on, I was like, ah, yeah, you know.
that's a good song.
Some strange, yeah. All right, guys. Yeah.
I'd just like to say real quickly.
Go ahead, Simon.
Toxic sounded great, and I hope these guys get up here to Boston and play once the CD is out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It definitely. Hopefully, get over there to the Paradise. Get back to the Paradise. I love that club.
It still exists, and I would definitely go see you there. I'll spread the word. And, like I said, you guys are going to be in constant rotation over here. I love this stuff, especially this next one, really. Some Strange.
Great to hear them.
Yep. Tommy Price, drummer, I won't forget, and Johnny Rayo.
Singer, too.
Yeah, I mean, this one, you remind me of Bon Scott or something on this next one, right?
We're going to have to clone him to go play live.
Well, thank you very much, guys. All right, and thanks, Greg Allen. Yep. Okay, we'll talk soon, all right?
Okay. Thanks, Brian. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, guys. Downtown Phantom. Bye-bye. And here's Some Strange.
Try and try not to think of this. Must be that 7-year itch. Crazy thoughts when I'm all alone. I only sing this away from home. Keep your tails in your can I pop in your buffalo chips? 'Cause baby, I need a change. I need some strange. Been driving out to the early dawn. Got dust in my mouth, my leather is worn. I see a light at a cheap motel. I'll spend a day, you can never tell. Make that choice, I won't let her know. So I gotta keep it on the down low. 'Cause babe,
mine roam. Pin the tail on the host. She's so nouveau-ish with an old veneer. She's like a Beaujolais from a real bad year. Now, feast your eyes on your mother superior. Tacky like a licorice stick, twisted like a sailor's rope. She'd fuck Jesus in the street just to let the whole world know. Now, feast your eyes on your mother superior.
dirty deeds.
Thunder cheap.
Dirty deeds and the thunder cheap. Dirty deeds and the thunder cheap. Dirty deeds and the thunder cheap. Dirty deeds and the thunder cheap.
We'll be right back.
Jerry Nolan and the Profilers, and Simon Ritt on harmonica.
Playing a little harmonica, yes indeed.
You know, isn't that crazy? I didn't even know that, and I put that song on.
Yeah,
he's like, that's me.
And he goes, yeah, that's me.
1 degree of separation.
That's crazy. Yeah, Greg Allen in that group, too. Sounded awesome. That's actually why I played it. And yeah, he introduced me to that Tommy Price and Johnny Reyes. So thank you very much. Very interesting guys, and I hope to hear a lot more from them. I guess we've been hearing from them all along, but not as Downtown Phantom and front guys and stuff, you know, right? Anyways, it's time. It's that time, Jimmy.
It's the time for the Boston Groupie News.
Right. Report. And not really a lot for this week going on, but I'll tell you, Rap Beach Party going on right now. It's going to be a great night with Stigmatics, Pop Gun, State of the Union, the Skyscrapers at 11 o'clock.
How could you resist that lineup?
I think Mike even wants me to introduce these bands, so I got to like change from radio host to...
You're a man of many hats and colors.
Lounge lizard, in a minute.
You're going to need an assistant.
You coming down, Simon?
I think I'm not going to be able to make it tonight because of transportation issues, but I know we're looking forward to going down tomorrow to see 61 Ghosts when they play.
I think I might have to go for that, too.
Maybe we'll see them.
Yeah, yeah, I'll probably go down for 2 days. But yeah.
It's too bad you guys aren't playing on the same evening.
I thought he would do that because I got them, you know. I did get them.
You guys have been doing some gigs together in New York,
right? We did one in New York, yes, down September 3rd. And that gig got us a couple more gigs. We're going to play October anyway. October,
yeah, Joe was
20th.
Saying the same thing, that it's really been, great hooking up with you. And
very cool thing, yes. Yeah. Yes, I hope to do more with 61 Ghosts.
We're making friends with some New York bands, too, and threatening them to take them up here and have us...
Jimmy, careful, they're listening.
Yeah, well, they know who I am. And
Jimmy James.
Take us
I'll show
back
you where
to
he
New
lives.
York.
No, yeah, we love playing in New York. It's our home, our second home,
second
home away
home.
For home for Skyscrapers. But what's going on in the Boston Groupie News world? Well, I'll tell you. They don't have a lot on here going on. Friday 20th? Is that next week? No, that's way up, right?
No, we're the 30th. Man.
We're the 30th. Okay, so I got to look at these ones. The 3rd. Friday the 3rd, Indonesian Junk, Justine and the Unclean, and Gymnasium at Tavern at the End of the World. Friday, November 3rd, The Woggles, Muck in the Myers, and Stupidity. Stupidity, they're like from Sweden or something, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'd go see that,
Muck
man.
Muck in the Myers just came back, I guess, from
Muck and the
overseas.
Myers are awesome. The Woggles.
They're everywhere.
The Woggles are awesome, too. And Andrea Gillis Band is also on that bill. That's on the Middle East Up. Next Friday. And there's a lot of stuff on there. Just, you know, go to bostongroupienews.com and check it out. One cool thing they have on here, what was it about? The, it kind of has to do what we're up to today. The 40th anniversary of LAMP. Maybe that's why we're doing this whole show, right? The 40th anniversary of LAMP LP is being marked by a series of concerts with Walter Lure, Clem Burke, Glenn Matlock, and Mike Ness. They are in New York and L.A. Get dates and locations, etc. here on Brooklyn Vegan. You got something you could click on right here. BostonGroupieNews.com. And check out all the stuff going on in and around Boston. I can't say there's much of a better website to look at. And it's also, what, anniversary of James Dean's death?
Yes. Today is September 30th. It happens to be my birthday. It happens to be, rest in peace, Mark Boland's birthday, and also the day James Dean died.
Well, we have to celebrate that somehow. I should say...
commemorate it.
Yes. Oh, I know James Dean was like the biggest hero of my father's, and frighteningly, he would sometimes say, I would like to go out like he did, and he kind of did.
Kind of did.
Crazy. But, you know, we miss him. Hopefully, he's in a better place. He did have a long life. 91.5 MFO. We'll be back to say goodbye in a little bit. And we're here with Jimmy James, Simon Ritt, and
Intern Sue.
Bashful Sue. Hey, rock on James Dean's spirit, huh?
Got it.
Right on. Remember this? It's starts off really slow.
Rock on.
Hey, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Another great crash course for the Ravers show. Thank you very much, Simon Ritt.
Oh, thank
you. Star of the day.